Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. Do the same arguments or problems keep popping up in your relationship, stopping you from making progress with your partner? If you're single, do you feel like you attract the same type of people that let you down every time? You're not doing anything wrong, but your old karma is. Karma isn't just that Newtonian law of what goes around comes around. It's a powerful energetic force. It's the law of restitution. It's the law that keeps you stagnant in painful situation until you pay attention to it and take steps to resolve it. Now, my show tonight is meant to teach you how to clear these karmic blockages from your path to create that deep unconditional love and make you achieve finally wonderful relationship, the ones that you deserve. This is Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, and I'm Carmen Hara. As you know very well, my show is every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Om Time Radio. I'm with my amazing producer, with Scott, and this is a calling show, so feel free to call with your questions regarding relationships, health problems, whatever problems you think you have, whatever situation that you are confronted with that you need answers. This is a calling show, so feel free to call 202-570-7057. That the topic tonight is this concept of karma, the number one law of spirituality, the foundation of universal laws. More specifically, how old karma can block your relationship from reaching your full potential, and how you can resolve your karma to break through obstacles in your love life. As I said, karma is this amazing law, and it's one of the things that I love to talk, because almost 20 years ago, I wrote a book called Everyday Karma that explained the nature of this concept, and I try to embrace the concept of karma in a different way. In my book, became an international seller and translated in over 20 languages. So I believe this happened because I explained this in a different way, in a probably deeper way. In Sanskrit, karma means the force of thoughts and deeds. So karma is this force with which your thoughts and action impact other people and yourself. It can have that permanent effect. But many people misconceive their karma with this idea of punishment, and what goes around comes around, and everything moves in a circle, and whatever you do is going to hurt you back. And this is a very limited explanation of an eternal universal principle. The truth is that we all carry karma, sometimes good, sometimes bad. Every single day, in everything we do, we create karma. Karma is like your eye color, your voice, your blood type. It's something that is yours. It belongs to your being. Although you can see it in this way, you can see your physical features if you look in a mirror, but karma is something that you cannot actually see. You feel its presence. It manifests in repetition of situation. It's like something that you've created. in your life at a certain point keeps on repeating. Situations, people, circumstances keep on repeating. It's almost like karma, I should say, is like somebody who knocks at your door time and time again until you open the door and say, oh, okay, leave me alone because I got it. So it keeps on knocking till you say, yeah, I got it, enough already. So it's so insistent and so persistent to wake you up. Anything and everything in your life can have karmic origins. The fact that you, for instance, you don't have a father figure growing up, or the fact that you're battling a certain health problems, all of this has a karmic implication, because the whole concept of karma in the ancient teaching, if we go back to the Buddhism, if we go back to Pythagoras 2,500 years ago, the Greek philosopher who talks about the transmigration of the soul, all of this has a lot to do with the fact that karma represents in many ways a connection with past lives. So karma is, I like that I kind of came up with this analogy. It's like a sweet case of memories. It's though that sweet case that you never lost in an airport, that you carry with you, and the heavier it is, the more weight you have to carry. And this is something that your soul brings with it in its next journey into the flesh. So your karma can draw its origin, as I said, in past life, and chances are that you've created a bit of a new karma through your earthly experiences. So this is what's interesting, that karma can be also shared or passed on or go through generations. In my first book 20 years ago, I defined karma I said that there are three groups of karma. There's individual, like your personal, whatever you carry that relates to you and your own action, your own memories, your own experiences, your own people that you meant to meet, your own circumstances, your own lessons of life. And then family karma, the fact that you are connected to your family. And in a way, I think that karma can be passed on from you to your children, to your grandchildren, to your grandkids. And then there's global karma. Globally, yeah, we as a collective mind of the planet, we the population of Mother Earth, you know, we go through experiences that keep on repeating. That's why we have the First World War, the Second World War, the danger of the Third World War. So events keep on repeating. More so, the Earth has karma. If you think of the fact that the First World War originated in Yugoslavia, but so did the Second World War. And almost the Third World War, if you remember the problems with Yugoslavia around 20 years ago. So in other words, the land, the earth, has memory. Whatever something happened, if an earthquake happened in a certain location, keep on repeating and happening there over and over again. If a volcano happens somewhere, years later, the volcano will come back again. So there's the memory. If you have cancer, let's say breast cancer, and then you healed, chances are that it might come back again in the same place. So, you know, when you go through life creating karma, resolving it, and creating it again, and resolving it until you pass on, that's what the life is all about. You know, in a way, you know, your hope in life is that your karma will be healed, that it will be rectified. That's why this is the law of rectifying things, the law of restitution. It's not a punishing law. As many things, people say, oh, karma is a bitch. But karma doesn't mean to punish you, doesn't mean to be a bad energy, you know. It's just that your soul returns from one life and into the next, and into its next life on earth, carrying it that karmic imprint. Like, it's interesting, like, we know so many things about ourselves. It's absolutely fascinating how we remember situations, circumstances. If you do regression of the mind, you remember something that has happened to you. And chances are that that particular circumstance will keep on repeating. Like you have reoccurring dreams, dreams that keep on repeating and repeating. You have the feeling sometimes that something is about to happen. Though there's no justification for that feeling, and there's no justification for your premonitory dreams. But it's interesting that we are made, we come from a drop of DNA, a molecule, you know, made of emotions. And everything is there, everything about who we are, our DNA, but all the karmic imprints exist in that tiny molecule. It's fascinating, you know. But if you're stuck in your love life, unresolved memories, unresolved karma may be to blame, in my opinion. So that's why what I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to give you steps to effectively show you the blockages and how can you breakthrough and how can you go towards progressing. Because in terms of love, unsettled karma will cause you to experience similar scenarios over and over, such as meeting the same partner, enduring the same headache, having the same kind of disease, or taking the same wrong action over and over, not even wanting to do it. It's like an addiction problem, you know, you can't break through. And how hard it is to break to being addicted to something. But you become addicted to wrong action, you become addicted to the wrong person. But if you want to clear your love karma once and for all, you must welcome it. Like embrace it. Embrace it like you embrace the pain. You embrace something that you need to look into it in order to heal it. So a clean karmic slate sets your soul free to fulfill your many purposes on earth and to give and receive the love that you deserve. So the single greatest step you can take towards personal progress is to stop ignoring your karma and start mastering it. So the show is about mastering this karma of yours and tapping into it and going deep to every layers of it and seeing it. So now that you understand what this is all about, you know, now we can talk and finally go. I have Dominga, Wanda, Margot, Cornelia, Valeria, a lot of you on call right now. This is a calling show. This is your call, and 202-570-7057 is the number to call. And I have my wonderful Christopher, who I love so much. He will take your calls and we'll talk. So I'm going to go right now before my first break, and I'm going to talk to Domingas. Hi, my lovely Domingas. I know we spoke last week, but I'm so glad that you're back on the radio with me. How are you, my love?
Hang in here. little bit lonely. I don't know why. Maybe I went through a lot of healing. I feel a little bit lonely. But it's okay.
Well, you know what? You sometimes create your loneliness. You participate in it. And you have to look inside yourself and you have to ask yourself, do I enjoy being lonely? Why am I lonely for? You know, is it because I need to be on my own, because I need to heal something before I'll be able to bring somebody else? Or I left something in the air. Because in your case, I think you're lonely because something is unresolved. Because your life partner is not with you when actually he should be with you. Do you agree with me?
My husband, yeah. Or maybe my soulmate, who knows? I don't know. I'm open to what.
Well, I really feel like you, in your case, you know, something is unfinished. You know, when you participate in a relationship and it falls apart and you don't understand why and you didn't want that to happen to you. And then you feel a lot of pain and a lot of confusion. And you want to fix it, but you don't know how. And you don't understand why you did wrong for this to happen to you. Because I don't think you wanted to separate from your husband. Do you agree with me?
I don't, but it looks like he does now. We were reversed.
No, I'm talking about you. Forget about him. Forget about what he wants.
No, I'm talking about
what you. You never wanted this to happen.
No, and I don't think it's possible in a sense because we have kids together.
So in other words, you put your heart and soul to create that beautiful family. You have kids together. You honor the marriage. You want it to be in the marriage. So I think, in my understanding, is that his action caused the situation that you are in. Is he with someone else?
Not clear. It doesn't look like.
Okay. This makes no sense. It's a phase. It's a moment of how should I say, confusion on his part. You know, sometimes people just want to free themselves. Men can do that. Even women, you know, at some point they just want to leave their families. They feel they want to feel free. And this is a big theme. This is a psychological problem that this world and this society is confronted with. So if you think you it's you, there's so many like you. There's a lot of people struggling in their marriages and trying to walk away from each other and then trying to reunite. So this is where I think that your case is a karmic case, because I'm not convinced that this marriage is supposed to end unless you really end it, and then you might regret it and both of you feel a sense of loneliness and isolation for a period of time, because reality is that this was actually not meant to happen this way. And you were, in fact, supposed to stick with each other. Do I make sense?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So my feeling is still that, talking about the karmic situation that you're dealing with, if there is a way for you to revisit the possibility of healing this marriage and making this still work, that's what I would advise. Because otherwise, this not being meant to happen this way, it's going to leave you in a state of isolation and loneliness. And that's why you feel lonely, because you're not supposed to be lonely. It's not going to be that easy to bring someone else into your life. The danger is that you might bring someone else that might do it to you again. So in other words, coming into your life and then leaving the relationship, which you don't want to go to another breakup, you know. And plus, yeah, you're not going to really trust someone else. So I want to go to a break, Dominga, but thank you so much for being part of my show. I'll be back in a moment.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Carmen Jara, and I'm back with so many of you waiting online. Wanda, Margot, Cornelia, Valerie, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a second. I want to tell you that I have my book talking about karma, my first book, Everyday Karma. I released a book almost more than 2 years ago called The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, a book that explains you how many types of relationship exist. And I define the karmic relationship in a big chapter in the book. So the book will actually help you to understand the type of the relationship you are in. And it helps you master your karmic relationship especially. But the reason I'm mentioning my book, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, read by Penguin Books, a big publish house, is because I want you to get this book, and I will give you a free session. If you buy this book, this is like $7, the price of a coffee or a sandwich. And you can actually receive a session with me for free. So in case you're interested to read about your relationship that you are in, or let's say you're single or you go through a hard time breaking through blockages or finding the right person, this book can be helpful, can be like a manual in guiding you, the principle, the concept in itself. So that's why I offer free sessions just to get the book, because I want you to benefit from reading the book. Because as I said, we all deserve good relationship. We all deserve to be loved. We all deserve to understand who are we dealing with. Are we with a soulmate? Are we in a temporary relationship? Are we in a compromise? Or are we in a karmic bond? Because the karmic relationships are very intense. Karmic relationships are, when they're great, they're great. When they're bad, they are awful. There's such an instant magnetism between two people. It's almost like that person is irresistible to you. There is an instant connection that you cannot explain, but relationships that are karmic are very, how should I say it, prone to arguments, because you try to find solutions and you argue with each other. But regardless of those who are in a karmic relationship, there's a guarantee to learn a lot of lessons in couples that go through karmic relationship. That's why if karma is settled, the relationship might come to an end suddenly. And the role of that relationship has been fulfilled. Versus sometimes other type of relationship like compromise and can last forever, or soulmates that are totally different. But karmic partners sometimes can be actually soulmates. So if you find yourself in a karmic relationship, you have attracted a soul you knew before. So I'm going to go right now to, before I talk about the six steps to clear all karmic relationship, I'm going to go to Wanda from Pennsylvania. Hi, my Wanda. How are you, my dear? Thank you so much for calling me. Thank you.
It's like I always people messed up.
So tell me, what do you think of my topic? Do you think that there is a way you relate to this topic in your own life?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so if I will ask you, have you ever had a karmic relationship with somebody?
Yes.
Something that was very rocky, very intense, very powerful. Almost like you lost control, you know, in a relationship in which you can't control yourself.
Yeah.
And was that relationship resolved?
Yes.
If it was, that's very good. What kind of a relationship you think you are now, Wanda? What is the relationship you are in this very moment?
Terrible.
Terrible. Okay. Is this for the last 10 years or more?
Less.
Less. Five?
More.
more. Okay. So it's somewhere between, okay, somewhere between 5 and 10. Okay. Okay. Is it awful? Why? Just give, define it to me a little bit. There's no good communication. There's no respect. You can, you know, there's no love. There's no chemistry. What is it missing?
Arguing all the time. I don't trust him anymore.
Okay. Was he ever unfair to you? Like,
yes.
Because women many times can be in abusive relationship without even acknowledging. Without acknowledging, you know, and that's very sad. When you are with somebody who's domineering, who's a narcissist, and sometimes women can be with a sociopath, you know, there's a typology of people that can come in our life. We're sometimes ignoring that. And when we wake up, then we start suffering and we don't know how to escape. So don't you think it would be better if you will escape this relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Are you doing something about it? I don't have the right to tell you what you do because that what you have to do because you know better. But if I was supposed to be your therapist, I will ask you, so what is your decision here? How do you see your life in the future? Continue to live this misery or breaking through and escape and moving forward?
That would be the best thing to do, but I'm like, you know, like, I don't know, addiction or something.
Yeah, you can be addicted. You can be addicted to a person. I even spoke at the beginning of the show that a person can be your addiction. And as you know, addictions are not good. And we want to break through. It's very hard to break through addiction. At least if you're addicted to something, you can take a drug, you know. But if you're addicted to a person, how can you break through that? You know how you can break through? By finding somebody else.
But you're not.
Cure like skewer. But you have to be ready and you have to see it. And you have to question yourself, will I be happy? At least open your perception. At least tell yourself, well, I'm not, you know, advising you go be unfaithful or do something wrong. I'm telling, open your eyes and look around you without doing anything, just paying attention. Is the universe showing you something else? Is or it isn't? If there isn't, it isn't. You know, it means you have to work through this. But if this is relationship, can I do something? Can I get his birthday and your birthday?
My birthday?
Do you mind? Yeah.
No,
11/18/52.
1952, 11/18.
Okay,
yeah.
And he is?
See, that would be August 22nd, 50.
1950.
I mean,
let's see
what. 40, no, I have that wrong.
Okay.
He's 8 years young. So that would be, is that 40? No, wait.
He's younger than you?
8 years.
8 years, you'll be 1960 then.
Yeah, I'm 50, I'm at 60. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Oh, this is a very powerful relationship.
Whew. What do you mean?
Very. You can't escape this. It's karmic. No. Mm-mm.
Why?
It's very, it's like you glue to each other, you know, for good and for bad. And you're a reflection of each other. Have you ever thought this way? He's mirroring you. He's mirroring your own issues. And you have a lot of karma together. I can sit 1 hour with you and tell you how many lives you spent together and where and what happened. Do you have, you know, which of you has a son? Where is a boy here?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Do you have a son? And who has an M name? Mark, Michael, who's with an M? Is there a mother, somebody with an M?
Did you say M?
M, yeah.
My
My daughter's name is M, and my mother's name is M, middle name, Marie and
yeah.
May.
Is your mother deceased?
Yes.
Yeah, your mother comes to me. I mean, I feel the energy of a woman on the other side that shows me an M name. She probably is referring to your daughter, but she's referring to something. But your mother's opinion is that there is a possibility to escape it. I don't really see how, because you're so connected from previous lives that it's very hard to solve the karma with him. It's more than an addiction. You see that an addiction is far beyond that. It goes far beyond the addiction. You're a very interesting case to me, because you see, when you compare the birthdays, you actually see all the connections between two people. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
So, Vanda, this is my verdict. It's very hard to work this up. So, try to work out the karma. And one day I want to do a regression of you, because I want you to remember what happened. That will explain why this person is in your life. So, it's a very interesting connection, and I don't think it's coming to an end. I think you need to work it out. I think you work through the blockages, and you need to improve this relationship. That would be my opinion. Okay, my love.
You said at first to escape, and then you said I couldn't escape. Can you explain why?
Yeah, because initially I felt like your therapist. If you come to me as a therapist, I would say walk away from this, because it's difficult, it's emotional. If I look at the codification, then I change my opinion, because I do realize where the problem is, and I understand, I go deeper than the psychology, and I see the root of the problem being karmic, going back in time into something that requires more work in order to be able, in other words, if you heal the karma here, then you might be able to walk away. That's the version of your mother's opinion on the other side. Do you understand what I mean? So, therapeutically speaking, I want you to run away from this, because it's not healthy. It's dysfunctional, it's difficult, it's not something that I think is healthy for you. You understand my point of view? But if I look as from a parapsychological point of view, I can see where the connection is. So if I look deeper into it, I see why you're so connected to this man, and it's so hard to escape it. I can see what you call him, why you call him an addiction, because it's so much more than that. So I should say, yes, you can escape it, but if you don't work out that, then it looks like it's almost impossible. Do I make myself clear?
You make yourself clear, but it doesn't tell me.
It's clear, but it's opposite. So, you know what? You know what we can do? Let's think about it, Wanda, and let's, within a week from now, you will be my first caller on the show, and you will think about it. And I offer you a free session to do regression of the mind. I want you to remember where you met this man, because there were a number of lives. And if you have that awareness at the cognitive level, you remember what happened between you two, it's going to be much easier to free yourself. Otherwise, you're stuck. So in other words, you're kind of stuck in this relationship. So a side of me wants you to escape, because it's much better for you. But if it's not understood, resolved, and processed, you are stuck here. So the situation is much more complex than it appears to be.
It's complex, all right.
I'll help you. I promise I'll help you. Okay, my Vanda. Thank you so much for calling me. I have some other callers. I'm going to have to go to them. But listen, let's talk next week. Will you promise to call me?
Yeah,
think
I'll
about
call
what
you.
I had to say. Think a little bit. Think about, even if it looks like a contradiction, it's not. I'm not contradicting. I'm telling you, yes, ideal will be to walk away. Will be for your own good, for your own health. But I can see where the connection is, and it's very deep, it's very karmic, it's very intense, and it almost looks like impossible to walk away. Let's find a way, okay? So we can talk next week, Vanda, if you want to call me, because we'll have extra time. Okay, my angel, I love you. I'm going to go to Margo in California. Hi, Margo. How are you, my dear? Margo, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, right here. I'm right here. I was just listening to the last person you were talking to. I have a similar situation that I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit.
Okay, I'm a woman.
Okay.
And I know I've been reincarnated. My last life was a 1916. I know that I went to Boston as an artist from Paris.
I love that.
And I was involved with someone, but I was a cheater in that life.
Okay.
You know, when people cheat, I was a cheater in that life.
Of course. Of course. A lot of people cheat.
Yeah. So this woman in this life, I must have been cheating with her. I was married, but I was cheating with this woman. And now she's getting me back in this life.
Very possible. Very possible. Absolutely, I understand. And it usually happens this way. All the people coming in our life, they come for a reason, and a lot of them might come back from previous incarnations. So I totally agree that this person has something to do with your past. But you have to remember very well what it was and how it was and the circumstances, the details of it. So I suggest that you do.
Okay, so this is what happens. Every time I see her, she makes up stories about me in a very small town.
Is she trying to reach out to you? Is she trying to reach out to you?
This is the thing. She's like a schizophrenic. One day she'll be nice.
Hold on the line. I go to a break. I'll be back with you in a minute.
Oh, okay. No problem.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm back, and this show is all about the concept of karma and blockages that a karmic situation can create. And I was talking to Margo. So, Margo, it doesn't matter who this person is. If this person is a schizophrenic, it matters how can we solve the karma between you and this person, because if this is a person who brings you a hard time, or if this is a person who's trying to harm you, it can be something coming from a prior experience. It can be something that you need to identify. That's why I want you to go kind of deeper and see where the problem originated, where and how can you actually stop this person from hurting you anymore. That's what, am I right?
Right, but sometimes the whole thing is, mm-hmm. she wants me.
Well, probably there is a connection. There is a memory of a life together, of a relationship, of a physical attraction, of something that happened between you. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it was a good relationship. Probably it was a relationship in which she betrayed you, a relationship in which she tried to hurt you. So she's going to do the same thing over and over in this life and into the next, unless you break the karmic pattern. So that's why what I'm trying to do, I'm trying you to identify what it is so you can break through and you're not allowing this to happen to you anymore. The question is, what it is that you want from this person? How do you see this taking you anywhere?
Sometimes I'm in love with her, and then other times I hate her.
So it's some kind of a love-hate relationship.
Yep. And I don't know whether to be with her or not be with her because I don't trust her.
Well, if there's no trust, then it's going to be really hard. But let me ask you, does she wants to be with you?
Yes, she's made several attempts, but I never went with her.
Okay, so you actually the one who, by not trusting her and not allowing her to come into your life.
Yeah,
but have you ever had a conversation with her, like talking to her, like one-on-one, like looking in her eyes and say, here I am, I don't think I trust you enough. What makes me not trust you? Have that kind of a open conversation in which you are putting on a table all your feelings.
No, I never had that conversation with her.
Will you try that? See where is this taking you? Because I want you to dig deeper. Because either you can be in this duality of emotions. Either you love her or you hate her. It cannot be. Hating her makes no sense, but you probably have a memory of something that she did very wrong to you. And based on that bad memory, you have bad feelings. But I advise you to forgive, you know.
I was the one that was wrong in our other lives. I'm the one that was married and cheated and went with her.
I understand. So you were the one who harmed her in that life. Then there is a side of you who lives on that memory and believes that she will do to you what you have done to her. So there's also a side of you that projects what has happened in this life, you know. So you take that memory and you are projecting it. She may not be really trying to hurt you, as you have that fear what has happened, and you put it in this moment in time. So it's your inner work. Here you.
Let me ask you this. Do you think she's for me?
I don't know. I don't really think so. Intuitively, I think it's a reflection of the past. I think you're not going to go too far with this, but I think if you don't resolve it emotionally, mentally, karmically, then you get stuck here. Then you will turn in circles and we can have the same conversation 3 years from now, which I don't want this to happen. I want you to free yourself by facing it. You know, karmic issues you embrace. You talk about it. You try to go to the root of the problem. I suggest a conversation. I suggest you go test yourself in a one-on-one conversation. So do something to work on it so that you have a clear mind. reach a point in which you say, I don't think I want this. I think I'm done. I think I can solve my memory. I think I can heal my karma. I think I can break through what I remember. So I need to create a new reality and bring someone else in because I feel that that's going to happen. You will bring a different person. The moment this is deleted from your memory, it needs to be deleted by, you delete it by embracing it, by talking about it. It's very good that we talk about it. It's very therapeutical. It's very helpful mentally, emotionally. So I suggest go have a conversation and see how you feel. Dig deeper into your emotion with the purpose of, when you do that, then you delete some feelings and some memories. Memories brought from subconscious into consciousness can be deleted. So this is the way you erase karma.
Okay, so I should tell her that I'm sorry what I did in another life to her.
You can take it in whichever way, but have a one-on-one conversation and see how you feel. And after you do that, we can reopen the conversation on the radio.
Okay, my dear.
You too. Okay. Hi, Valerie from California. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Love you, my Valerie. How are you, my angel?
I'm doing great. I was just wanting to check in about the job you saw that was coming at
right.
the end of the
month. Okay.
I haven't heard anything yet, so I just... Can we look at that and see what's going on?
Yeah, I'm looking at that, and I think you're supposed to hear any moment. You know, timing sometimes is flexible sometimes, you know. So time is flowing. It's like it's something you cannot always catch 100%. If it's a week delay, if it's 10 days delay, sometimes it happens even faster than we think. Because we have the time is very different from an individual into the next. So my sense was any moment. I feel the same, I have the same feeling, and I actually picture a man who's tall, who's in his 40s, who has a T and an A name. Have I ever mentioned him to you before?
No. No.
Now, did you apply for this job?
Oh, yeah. The
one... So you've been applying. Because I feel like you're going to have an interview with somebody like that.
Okay.
So I see you talking to this man who I describe like tall in his 40s. Who has a name like Tim or T and an A. That's what I see.
Okay, and are you seeing it like this week or next?
Yeah, anytime this week or the next.
Okay, and you see me getting that position?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay, because I was looking for a part-time.
Yeah, but that's okay, no? You will be okay with a part-time.
Mm-hmm.
Is this part-time meaning working 3 days a week?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I see you working.
Okay, because the last time you described a female with...
But I also see a man. I agree. But I also see this man, which I have never seen before. But this is somebody that can be on top of this lady or somebody that you go for an interview or somebody that you might talk... You know, when you work, it's impossible to be dealing with only one person.
Right.
But this person I have never seen before.
Okay.
So it means there's more details that you do get your job. That's all that matters.
That's right. That is all that matters.
That's all that matters.
can I ask one other question? Or
sure. Question? Yeah.
Okay, I was told that somebody is interested in me and they were going to come forward within, I guess, the next week or two or soon.
I didn't understand. This is a person who's interested. Can you repeat the question? I didn't understand it clearly.
Okay. I was told that that someone was going to come forth, male, and let me know that he's interested in me, and that that would happen with next week or two. So I was wondering if you see that or no.
I see somebody interested in you, but I don't think the timing is the same. And I will not be stuck in the timing. And I mean, if this happens a month later, that will still be okay, you know. So, or even 2 months later, I don't know exactly the timing.
Okay.
But I do see somebody who's brown hair, who's very nice, who's around your age, who's really good to you.
Okay.
So that's all that, again, that's all that matters, that is somebody good to you.
That's right. That is very, yeah.
We're trying to find things that matter, you know?
That's right. That's right. Okay, Carmen, thank you very much.
So my lovely gallery, Valerie, call me and let me know about the new job, okay?
Certainly, I will. Thank you so much.
And about the new love interest.
Okay.
Okay, love you. Love you, Valerie. Hi, Cornelia from Ontario. How are you, my wonderful Cornelia?
Hello, Carmen. I'm so happy to hear you.
Oh, me too, my love. So, anything new for you?
I just finished your book, The Karma Queen, and I'm so happy to see that I have the same divine code like you. And
perfect.
Yes, I have a little question if it's possible for you.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And now I want to read the other book, The 11 Eternal Principles. I want to have actually all of your books. And this was my husband's gift for me. And I'm just enjoying
please.
Those books.
And well, if you read the Karma, please recommend it to people.
I read already.
Okay.
And I want to recommend to everybody to buy. And it would be very nice this subject to be taught in school, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You
yes.
got it, girl.
If I can
yes.
ask you a little question.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
tell
please.
Me, please. I have a 27 years old son.
Okay.
What do you see around him or about him or his future? Or if you can tell me something.
He's a very wonderful person who cares about you dearly. He has a lot of potential that he needs to operate as his full potential. It's like he needs to find himself. And I think he's not there yet. Did he go to college?
He finished already, yes, the college.
He finished, okay. I think
he's
he needs
having
to
a
complete
very good job, Carmen. Right now, he's having a pretty good job. The thing is that in the future, his big desire is to open a business, to do like he saved some money.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that he's not operating as his full potential because he can do more. He can be his own boss. He can create an empire around himself, and he can
that's
still complete some.
He
will be extremely successful. You should be so proud of him.
Thank you so much. But Carmen, if you have a little advice, because he has this money now and he doesn't know which way, you know, like what he should. He finished electrical and he's fascinated with robots and automation and all those stuff. But he wants, I don't know exactly what he wants. He just wants something and he doesn't even know what would be successful
well,
in this world.
He needs to know, and I will tell you, in the next 1 year and a half, 1 year and 8 months, he will know. He needs to know. It's within himself. And I feel like your son is so bright, and he can build something bigger than what you and him imagine at this point. He has the potential. He has the brilliant mind. He has ideas that he needs to put together. I see him creating a huge company on his own. And his dreams are big, and let him dream big, because he will succeed.
I do let him. I push him. If
absolutely,
possible,
push him and encourage him. But he will
yes,
be working in his own field. But he will create a company for himself, a company that is going to be have a very interesting name. That's what comes in my mind. It starts with the D initial. I see him building something big, big that will transcend the country. He will expand this company. He will make it global. So it's probably even more than you and him imagine at this point.
Oh, my God.
So it's really big. When it's that big, I don't even have words to define it. So, but of course, it takes a little bit of time. But within a year and something, he will know much more. And he will create this entire company on his own, you know. Nobody. You deserve it because you put so much good energy.
Then, if this kid decides to do something, my idea is that I want to know it will be successful. He can do it or no?
It's more than successful, and he actually can do it. That's what I'm trying to say. This kid is more than you imagine. He's bigger than his life, you know. It's just, he's phenomenal. He's phenomenal. So, Cornelia, thank you so much for calling me. I'm going to the end of the show. And thank you for listening to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Carmen Hara. I'll be with you next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Om Time Radio with my amazing Christopher. God bless you guys, and thank you so much for listening.